It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential. Put your hands together for Gary Vaynerchuk! Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show. My name is Shaina Insal. I'm the creator of NeuroShine Technology, and in this episode of Shiny Minds, I would love to talk to you about why is it important to turn expectations into appreciations. As an expert in communication, my mind is always listening ways to improve the way we communicate with each other. And one of the mistakes and problems that I see in the world that we put so much expectations into our communications and conversations and relationships. What do I mean by that? When we are expressing where we are, what we are doing, and how we are continuing our lives, sometimes it is not easy to be selfless. Sometimes it is not easy to just let go of our agenda. And we just want other people to do whatever we need because we don't want to do it. And that is an expectation. If you want somebody to do something for you, if you expect somebody to say something for you, instead of being responsible and owning it, if you're wanting somebody else to do it for you, that is an expectation. And that expectation might ruin your relationships, might absolutely create big conflicts in your professional life, in your business, in your client relationships. And obviously, if you have expectations from yourself, and when you are not able to deliver them, if you find yourself criticizing yourself, that is the biggest problem. And that's why we're going to talk about ways to improve, how you can turn that expectation into an appreciation. And number one is that you are going to need a very high conscious mindset. What do I mean by that? A high conscious mindset is a mindset which can flow, which can absolutely tap into its own personal responsibility, its own personal power, and accepts that there are things to be done, and at the same time can let go of the attachment from their expectations from others. And why is it important? Because if you don't have that high consciousness, you will find yourself in a victim mentality. In a victim mentality, you are the effect of life. And people do things to you, and you become the effect of it. You are not the controller. You are not the powerful designer of your life. If you hear in the communication, if you hear in the sentences with each other that, oh, destiny, it just happens to us, that is a victim mentality. And that is not a high conscious mindset. A high conscious mindset would communicate from a level of understanding and respect and would surrender to the qualities of time and environment and people, and would also appreciate that life happens for them. A high conscious mindset knows that life is a gift. And life happens for you, and life happens through you. If not, you are not in a high conscious mindset. Two, I'm already talking about flow state. And what do I mean by flow state presence? When you expect something from someone, your presence is a bit anxious, is a bit nervous and impatient, right? Because you're expecting something, like you want something. There is some sort of an agenda. So your presence is not going to be like this floating, dancing in the moment, surrendering and letting go. Your presence is going to be heavier. Your presence is going to be a little bit more judgmental, and people are going to feel it. And people are going to maybe detach from you. Maybe they want to stay away from you and you don't even realize why. That's the reason why. Your expectations and your agenda might be too much on them, And if you're not in a flow state presence, then you are not even going to realize that. Last but not least, you need your masterful language to turn your expectations into appreciations. What do I mean by masterful language? The language patterns of neurolinguistic programming, which I am a trainer of and I have been teaching NLP since 2011, they were so useful for me. I literally go into my texts, my emails, every time I'm writing something, I check if what I write is high conscious, if I am in a space of respect and in a space of appreciation. Because if you find yourself expecting something from someone and if it is not happening, then there is a point where you need to stop. There is a point it needs to show up in your language that you just let go. If you're not letting it go, then you're gonna find yourself possessive, controlling, and that is again going to create a ton of problems in your relationships, in your communications with others. And of course, if you want to study more about masterful language with neurolinguistic programming and emotional intelligence, of course you can check out my site and all that. Right now, I'm just inviting you to become aware if your language is too controlling, too demanding, and making people feel that you're expecting too much from them. That is the takeout message. So we covered three ways that you can turn your expectations into appreciations. One is your high conscious mindset. Two is your flow state presence. And three is your masterful language. So I hope it served you. I hope you're going to go out there and create better relationships with yourself and with others, because here's a reminder. Life is a beautiful game you can play on your terms successfully. And it's your time to unlock your true potential and become who you're meant to be. Do you know why? Because we can only change the world with more love and shiny minds. If you liked this video, please share it with your friends. You might be helping someone who really needs to hear this. And subscribe to my channel to become more and achieve more.